I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey everybody, welcome to The Memo. It is Monday, December 5th. The year will be over
in
about 25 days.
26.
Whatever. I said about.
And a half.
Shut up, Brad. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Derek.
How are you?
I'm all right.
The year is almost over. That's where I was getting at. You're extra spiky today.
Am I? I'm still half asleep, so I don't know what I did with my hair.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right.
You know, where you can get some sleep, and then on December 16th, you can come to my Christmas vacation quote along.
I really want to.
At the Lyric Theater. Well, then there's no reason not to.
How does it work? Does everybody get to quote along, or just certain people?
This is the fifth annual. Why would only certain people get to
quote
along? I don't
know, because, like, I know some lines, but I don't know them as well.
They come up on the screen. It looks like karaoke.
Oh. See, I've never been to one of these.
Certain favorite quotes will pop up on the screen with the little, you know, bounce. If I had the technology to do the little bouncing moose or something, I would do
that. You know, if they weren't going to a bowl game, I'd say get Dan Mullen to come.
You know, somebody else suggested that to me yesterday, that I should reach out and see if he would come.
But they're going to be getting ready for a bowl game. But I've seen up close his impression I'm blanking out.
When is that game?
Cousin Eddie.
When is that game?
26th. St. Petersburg
Bowl. That's 10 days later. Maybe he can come on a Friday night.
He could just slide up here for a Friday night.
Who do we know to reach out to him and request that?
Greg Ellis, he can do it. He's the SID. He's the basketball SID, but he's got pull down there. Wow. Get Dan to be the special guest. Do his cousin Eddie the whole time.
That might actually be a good idea.
No lie. I don't think I mentioned this before, but I did a story on it years ago when Dan first got hired. Mm-hmm. And he, actually, I think it was his mom. When I talked to her, she said that the family would, like, whenever, you know, they were together for the holidays, they'd watch that movie and, like, or maybe not even while watching it, they would, like, just act it out. Or maybe it's kind of like a quote along.
Sure.
But, like, they would, like, dress up, like the characters and everything, and do it. And there's just, like, a holiday tradition with the Mullins to reenact Christmas Vacation.
So
pretty cool.
We should really. So that's all the more reason to reach out to him, though.
I'd say try to get his mom here too, but she lives, like, in wherever Dan's from. Rhode Island, Delaware. I can't remember where he's from.
I don't know where he's from.
Somewhere up north. So, you know she's British? Trivia. Dan Mullen's mother is British. A little bit of trivia for you.
So how would that come up in a trivia contest?
Impress your friends.
What nationality is Dan Mullen's mother? A, British.
And she's
B, Canadian.
She's a lovely woman, by the way. I really enjoyed talking to her that one time on the phone.
Well, if I ever need to know where Dan Mullen's mother's from, I'll credit you for the story.
Cool. Thanks.
I won't remember your name, but somebody spiky that used to sit next to me.
Some creepy guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
That's okay. It's a rainy Monday today.
It was rainy last Monday, wasn't it?
It's rainy all the Mondays.
Even if it's not, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but the good news about the rain is there won't be a burn ban much longer.
Yeah, they've lifted the burn ban. The statewide burn ban, some counties still have theirs in place.
That meeting was at 9?
Yeah, it was at 9. It might be officially gone.
I don't know. I saw Calhoun County on Twitter. I saw that they've lifted their burn ban. And so I'm sure other counties will follow suit.
Yeah, Lee County was meeting this morning.
It's been raining all weekend.
We needed it.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't turn into Gatlinburg.
Yeah, that was a bad deal.
Yeah, yeah. Some idiot.
Who started it? I never heard how it started.
I think two guys started it. Did I hear that? Maybe I didn't.
Yeah, I heard it was intentionally started, but I didn't hear the more details.
That's all we need. Somebody in the Morville Woods off starting a fire, and the next thing you know, all Lee County's up in smoke.
Yeah, watch out for the Morville Woods people.
Mm-hmm. We haven't heard from them in a while.
Well, you know.
Blaine hits bird taking off from Memphis Airport.
Blaine or plane?
Plane.
It would sound like Blaine, like David Blaine.
David Blaine
doing
hits
an illusion.
Airplane.
He's levitating in Memphis Airport. Levitating in an airplane. Thinking,
That's what happened to Sully.
But yeah, I was going to ask if Tom Hanks was flying.
We're going into the Hudson, sir. That's the Mississippi. We're going into the Mississippi. Good stuff. Well, it is raining today, but that's okay because we have things to make you forget about the rain.
Yes, like Dennis Sid
or Thomas Wells.
Or Bobby Harrison. All will be on the show today.
It's an all-male show. It's all-male review today on the Memo Podcast.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Let's go down to Jackson. Welcome in Capitol Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison to the program. Bobby, how you doing?
Hey, Brad. Trying to stay dry other than that. Doing well. Y'all probably have the same issues up there.
Yeah, we're getting rain too, Bobby. Yeah. Well, it's Monday. Hey, talking a little something different than normal. You got to write something a little different than you usually do this past weekend. Got a story about the new Mississippi Highway Patrol Director, Chris Gillard, who is a Tupelo native. Bobby's really cool story, and a nice lengthy profile you did on him. And, well, first of all, can you tell me what does his job entail now in this position?
Well, he's a director or chief is kind of, the colloquial term that the Highway Patrol uses. But he's head of the Highway Patrol, which is a unit, the biggest unit within the Department of Public Safety. There's a commissioner of public safety, and his title is director of public safety. And, director of the Mississippi Highway Patrol, which is the biggest unit within the Department of Public Safety. But he's also assistant commissioner. So, in reality, he would be next man in charge. You know, the Department of Public Safety includes Homeland Security, the Bureau of Narcotics, the Investigative Bureau of the State Investigative Bureau, driver's license, those folks that you go to get your driver's license from. So, and the State Crime Lab and the State Medical Examiner, they all fall under the auspices of the Department of Public Safety. And he was he was recommended for the job by Commissioner Santa Cruz, Albert Santa Cruz, and selected by the governor back earlier this year.
Yeah, and he was actually considering retirement. He's 47, so I guess he got his was getting his 25 years in.
He started right out of school, right out of Alcorn University, where he graduated after attending there on a football scholarship, and he applied at the Trooper School and was accepted and got through and has been working for the Highway Patrol, I guess, his entire adult life.
Yeah, and he's done a bunch of different things. Of course, he's been a trooper, and he's also worked with the drug interdiction. He's been director of training, director of driver services, and apparently he's credited with the largest crystal meth seizure in the state's history. So he's got quite the resume.
Yeah. I've known him for a good while. When I first met him, he was actually working on the security detail for then Lieutenant Governor Ronnie Musgrove, and back in the 90s.
Yeah, late 90s.
And I've known him for a while. He's always been dedicated. He was a lineman at Tupelo High, and then a defensive lineman and at Alcorn. And he's a big buck. He's still, he goes to the gym probably several times a week, and big bulky guy, but he's also, based on the level of advancement he's had in the Highway Patrol, he's also a very competent individual.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned, he played for Tupelo High, and Ricky Blackie, he cited him as kind of a big influence, didn't he, the coach back then?
Yeah, he cited Ricky Black, an automotive instructor at Tupelo High, retired now. Henry Cobb had major influences on his life as well as his parents, and he still has, his mother lives in Tupelo, and some sisters and brother, and his daughter lives, and his adult daughter lives in Tupelo too.
Yeah, and you spoke with Cobb and said, and Cobb told you that, he's kind of his opportunities were limited in some ways, I guess, but he's obviously a guy who's got that inner drive,
right?
Which you see with a lot of successful football players, and obviously with what he's doing.
Yeah, and I didn't get into speculation on this in the story, Brad, but once you have that position within the Highway Patrol, I'm not saying it happens, but those positions change when the governor changes. Chris realizes that this may be his tenure at the Highway Patrol. When Governor Bryant leaves office, the next governor could reappoint him to the same position or not. But now, he's been at this position. I think it'd be safe to assume that he would be at least a candidate for some governor for the commissioner's job.
Oh, okay.
So, which is one of the most prestigious jobs in state government. I'm not saying that he would get it, but you got to consider that he's an assistant commissioner now. So, someday, some governor might consider him, which would be, he's not the first African-American chief of the Highway Patrol, but he'd be the first African-American commissioner of public safety, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Well, you mentioned that he's still in pretty good shape, big guy, and his nickname apparently was Mule back when he played football.
Yeah, there was a five horseman back in those days, and when he played, he said, group within the defense, and Coach Black labeled him as called him the mule on that group. Funny. So he was.
And he's got some things that he wants to get done, you know, during however long his term is. But what are some things he's hoping to do there with MHP to make it better?
Well, they really are short-staffed with high patrol. I think they're you got the numbers there in front of you probably, but I think they're less than 500 troopers, probably about 480-something.
Yeah.
And, you know, at capacity, they're over 600-something. But, you know, to get more troopers, they'd have to have, you know, a trooper school. And, and that costs, you know, when you do that, that costs money. Then you have to pay the people who graduate who become troopers. And so, you know, that'd be something I guess would be considered during the upcoming budget legislative session. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of competing interests, as we talk about, for the limited state money. So, but he feels strongly in the folks at the Highway Patrol, dude, that they need some more troopers out on the street. And then also their headquarters in Jackson there on I-55, you drive through Jackson on I-55, you see it is an older building. And they would like to a more modern building, and they've been working to get a bond issue passed to build a new building and sort of bring all those branches I were talking about earlier into one central location.
Well, a good story here again on Chris Giller, the new director for Mississippi Highway Patrol from Tupelo. You can find it in Sunday's Journal or at djournal.com. Bobby, always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.
And speaking of Bobby Harrison, you can catch the Capitol View webcast this afternoon. Or if you are listening to this later after the fact, you could have already caught it this afternoon. Mm-hmm. You can go back and catch it, or would have can caught.
You're just confusing people.
Future past perfect tense.
What?
Bobby and Brad discuss the issues being debated in Jackson on the Capitol View webcast. You can watch it live each Monday afternoon at 2 or catch the replay later in the day. Day. Day.
There you go.
That's a hard word to say. Day.
Really hard there, Derek. Mm. And the memo, by the way, is seeking your input on how we can improve. Getting rid of Derek is not an option. I'm sorry. We would like to know what you like about the podcast and any suggestions you have to make us better. So please take our 10-question online survey at djournal.com/memo survey. It won't take long. You can also email us comments at memo.journalinc.com.
Memo@journalinc.com.
What'd I say?
But they probably figured that out.
What'd I say?
You said dot.
Well, that's what's on the script.
Okay.
I'll fix the script.
I'll
read anything you put in front of me. memo@journalinc.com.
Yeah.
There it is.
That'd be an email address. They usually have
that'd be a website.
Hats.
Dennis Sid joining us Monday. Rainy Monday.
A great good morning
creepy
to you.
Creepy snowman Dennis Sid.
What?
He's a creepy snowman.
What'd I miss?
Probably the last 5 minutes of conversation.
I heard something about snowmen, but
in the Christmas parade, he's always a snowman.
I did see that picture of
him.
And
he frightened small children.
He and Rod both, apparently.
Apparently, we only frightened Neil McCoy, but
he's easily frightened.
Neil McCoy's not a small child.
Cha-ching! We mentioned Neil McCoy. We get
a dollar every time.
Every time we mention his name.
Every time. Yeah, we get that Neil McCoy bell in here. Dennis, you had a story over the weekend about Jack Hudson.
Yes.
Private eye.
No, but he does work at McDonald's.
He does, and he
boy,
has worked
there. Boy, does he
there
work at McDonald's.
For 50 years.
50 years.
31 of those?
The last 31 in New Albany.
In New Albany.
Indeed. Yeah, he was in the Air Force back in the mid-60s before any of us were born.
Yeah.
And
well, not Brad, but yeah. What?
Who? What? Anyway, so... in order to help pay for, you know, the gas and insurance on his car that he got,
sure.
He got a part-time job at McDonald's there in Shreveport, Louisiana.
I hear you.
And when he got out of the Air Force, 2 years later, 1968, it became a full-time job, and it's the only job he's had.
So what does he do at McDonald's?
Well, now he's just he works 4 days a week, sort of does overnight shift, but he checks on inventory and makes sure everything is, in shape and where it's supposed to be, and probably does a little training too because, you know, 50 years of experience, well, you know, it's a lot of knowledge to impart.
He's seen a lot of changes. I wish I had known in advance you were going to be doing the story, I would have given you a list of things to ask him about.
Hey, we can always go back.
Like the McDLT. Does anybody remember the McDLC? Oh,
yeah. I don't hot remember. Side hot, cool side cool. Mm-hmm.
Right? I do not mm-hmm. remember that one.
The Big and Tasty McDLC. I remember
that. Oh, okay, I remember that. Big yeah. and Tasty.
Yeah. They were two separate styrofoam containers. That's when they used styrofoam. And, yeah, they put some of the ingredients in the one heart and one part and one in the other. So
it was like
DLT. McDonald's lettuce, tomato, and hamburger. I think it was the McDonald's. McDonald's. As in Mickey D's. The McDonald's pizza.
Yes. What? They had a pizza?
They had a pizza.
When was this?
Late 80s, early 90s.
I have no recollection.
They actually had hot dogs at one time, too, mm-hmm. I believe.
What? Yeah.
Hey, we still have McRib.
Every once in a while.
They have like other McDonald's in other countries, don't they have like native cuisine that's just
well, yeah. Why are you asking Dennis?
Maybe.
He was staring at me. But yes, they do. Because when we were in my mother country a few years back,
Vicksburg. Yeah.
That would be the Great Wall. Anyway, over in China, yeah, they had rice for one of the sides, mm-hmm. rice bowls over there. So, but we didn't go to McDonald's. We just walked on by.
Remember the McSalad shakers? Anybody? Yeah, yeah. That was a poor idea. Onion nuggets were also a poor idea. But onion nuggets.
The regular chicken nuggets were a poor idea, but
they were kind of like the Bloomin' Onion at Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Their McWings they had a couple years
ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh.
He's seen a lot in his time. He's also seen much better Happy Meal toys than what they have today.
They're much better.
So 50 years, what wisdom did he impart to you?
Basically, he said, well, he enjoys his job every day, likes to go to work, and of course, he gets lots of free meals. But, he says, just like what you do. And
how's his cholesterol?
Well, he's 75, about to turn 76.
McDonald's is fine. It's McDonald's in excess that'll hurt you.
Most
things in excess are bad.
Like donuts.
Or being around Brad Locke.
What?
What? Dennis, we appreciate you joining us today.
Anytime.
Hey, wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows will be posted every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. You can watch them for free at any time at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. Stay informed on the latest happenings in your community in an easily digestible format. Now it's time for today's news memo. And for more on these stories, you can read the Daily Journal or visit djournal.com. After several days of significant rain, Lee County's burn ban has officially been dropped. Lee County supervisors met Monday morning and took action. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant lifted a state-level burn ban on Friday afternoon. And although Bryant's order gives the okay to outdoor burning, many locations, including Lee County, were still under county burn bans. Supervisors from other counties in the region are expected to take up the issue this week as well. And while the region has received a lot of rain over the past week, it still did not erase the area's 10-inch rainfall deficit. Officials with the Mississippi Forestry Commission remind people to continue to use care if they engage in outdoor burning activities. Until last week, the region had not received any significant rainfall since late August.
With students in Duplo reading more and more electronic books, district officials are investing in their digital libraries to keep up. DPSD Instructional Technology Coordinator Nikki Peel said the district began making significant investments in e-books in 2013. Peel said it is part of a growing trend in digital education that includes everything from state tests to everyday activities like homework or quizzes. Peel said the two advantages of e-books are efficiency and accessibility. They are also cost-effective because they last longer than paper ones. Each school has its own digital library, and students can use it to check out e-books. They can access the electronic books on any device and from any location so long as they have the necessary login information and access to the internet. That means students can access hundreds of books during the summer or holiday breaks. E-books are mostly used by 3rd to 5th grade students. However, thanks to interactive versions, the medium is becoming more popular among kindergarten to 2nd grade students as well.
During his inaugural address in 2012, Governor Phil Bryant mentioned a goal of merging some of the state's many boards and commissions. That goal is again top of mind with the second-term Republican. As part of his recent budget proposal, Bryant said he will seek to merge state agencies, boards, and commissions and to begin consolidating certain functions across state government. He believes that in the long run, such a move will save the state money and improve the quality of state government services. Bryant would like to see improvements in cross-agency collaboration, noting that most agencies operate in so-called silos. Some agencies cover large portions of the state general fund revenue and have big staffs, while others have small staffs and operate on fees assessed to groups they oversee or regulate. Not all boards are keen on a plan to merge. While some perform similar functions, for example, boards regulating barbers and cosmetologists, respectively, the argument is that there are enough differences to merit a separate regulatory entity. Representative Jerry Turner said some legislation could be forthcoming during the 2017 session, which begins January 3rd. Turner chairs the Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee.
Northeast Mississippi Community College's Health and Wellness Initiative has gotten another big boost from the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi Foundation. Last year, the foundation donated $308,000 to kick off the school's fitness initiative. On Thursday, the foundation presented Northeast with $314,000 in grant funding to keep the program rolling on campus and beyond. The first round of funding allowed the school to transform the Burgess Activity Center into a modern fitness facility, add a bike share program, promote healthy lifestyles on campus, and hold a youth summer camp. With this latest grant money, Northeast will build a teaching kitchen, install more fitness equipment, and roll out a health and nutrition program for Anderson Elementary School. Northeast President Ricky Ford said the goal is to extend a culture of healthy living beyond the campus and into the community.
Two local school districts will be recognized this month by the Mississippi Department of Education for their high levels of academic achievement. MDE and State Superintendent of Education Carrie Wright will visit the Boonville School District on December 8th and then the Oxford School District on December 19th. Those are two of 16 stops being made on a schedule of visits by officials to recognize all of the state's A-rated districts. An A rating means a district has achieved the top score in each of the main components of the statewide accountability model that measures school and district performance. District leaders and school board members will join Wright at each location to thank teachers and students for their hard work. Boonville showed the highest acceleration rate for student achievement on last year's state test, and Oxford had the highest accountability score in the state.
Thomas Wells joining us in the studio on a rainy Monday. Thomas, why'd you make it rain more? Did you know?
Well, you know, I thought we all needed a dreary Monday, so if I have to suffer,
Mondays,
we all have to
Mondays
suffer.
Mondays aren't dreary enough?
No, no. I have to just add insult to injury.
You know, I've noticed Parrish Alford's here today, and if you...
There's your problem.
If you check the records, it only rains when he shows up.
So. Absolutely. The dark cloud follows.
Your in focus in today's paper was ice skating at the Mancorp South Arena.
Yes.
Yay.
It was cold in there.
Was it?
Yeah, you would think it, you know, indoor, but yeah, all that ice tends to...
It's cold down there.
A very natural air conditioner.
Next time I go to the Zamboni, I'm going to call you and let you...
They don't let you drive the Zamboni, do they?
Huh?
They don't let you drive the Zamboni, do they?
Oh, let's not talk about that.
There should be a law.
You can hang off the back of it. You don't even need skates then. You just slip and slide.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have they changed the way you come in? Because it looked like the setup was towards the south side.
Yeah. Now. Used to be on the north side.
Yeah, down there.
Yep, so they've changed it. Now it's on the southwest corner, which is, you know, near the, you know, the grill and all those.
Now, do you actually get out there with the skates and skate around with the camera and go?
I have done that before.
I actually
have done that before.
No wonder your joints hurt this
Absolutely.
Morning.
No wonder my joints are bad. Yeah. But this year I decided not to risk life and limb and damage to a camera. We've had enough damage to cameras this year.
Yeah, we're 2-0
yeah,
or something.
Repair budgets are getting kind of hurt this year.
But you really did? I was just kidding, though.
No, I've actually done that.
Just strap it around your neck and go?
I've actually put it on a boom pole and kind of laid it kind of like along the ice and kind of skated and got that really speed.
Wow.
Yeah. That was years ago, though. So now I could probably do it again.
That's why you have 9 fingers.
Yeah.
The reason right there.
Yeah. I don't like doing it, though, because I haven't ice skated in forever. I'm not a, you know.
Oh,
I'm coordinated, but I'm not that coordinated.
I'm not. It's one of those. My favorite thing in movies is when somebody immediately steps onto a different terrain and falls face first, and that's me every time.
Yeah, me ice skating is like watching a broken lawn chair unfold. It's really ugly.
It's majestic.
It
sounds very beautiful in its own right. Well, this is going on. They do this every year, after Thanksgiving weekend's going into January. They've got it up. Disney on Ice is happening this weekend. Yes, this weekend. So
it's amazing how many people from around the area traveled to this.
Yeah, like 10,000 people last year.
And a couple. I mean, I ran into several people that were from Columbus, and they drove all the way up just to go ice skating for a couple hours. You know, a couple of kids that were on dates for a weekend, for a Sunday afternoon date, and
to put that in perspective, that's as many people as will fit in the Bancorp South Arena all at one time.
All at one time. Skating. Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I'd love to know, and you probably find out, I'd love to know how much money the city spends to keep that ice, the air conditioning system running to the cooling.
That thing
system
is a machine.
It is huge. People have it. It's as tall as the building.
I can remember when they were installing that.
Yeah, that thing is gnarly. And the ductwork is, it's the size of a Volkswagen around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievably complicated and large.
Well, in the room that they built in the back that encompasses that thing is gnarly. That was way back in the Tupelo T-Rex days.
Yeah. Oh, God, let's don't go there.
Oh, it's your favorite. You need those
nightmares.
I think I went to every game.
Yeah, we did too, unfortunately.
All right. Well, thanks for shooting, Thomas. Next time, next time we'll just strap you onto the back of the Zamboni.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was kind of hoping they were going to get the Zamboni out while I was there, because I was thinking about getting on the front of it.
I don't think my dad was there. When did you go? It depends on.
He wasn't there. It was on a Sunday. Yeah.
He
wasn't there because I was gonna literally jump on the top and ride backwards and get a picture of him.
Team Wolf style. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I hear you.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
What are you doing this afternoon? I kind of got ideas now.
You've got some connections. I can make that happen.
Get some Beach Boys going, and we'll go do this. Thomas, thanks for joining us.
Thank y'all. I very appreciate it.
And look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with myself, Gene Phelps, and Blake Morgan. New episodes air every Wednesday afternoon. You can listen to it for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. And Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday afternoon, sometimes on Friday, depends on how things go. But they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Listen to it for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
See you later.
And that's it for the show today.
Okay, bye.
On this dreary Monday.
Sure.
You can't just say bye that quickly.
Why?
I don't know. People don't like it.
I don't understand.
They want more. They want more witty banter.
I don't think they do. I think they're done. I think they don't want to listen anymore. Have you seen the survey results?
If they've made it this far, I'm pretty sure they can hang on for a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Not that I have anything especially important to talk about.
Okay, bye.
But just saying, hey, okay, bye. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems a little bit brusque. What is your big word for the day?
My goodness, I didn't know you knew that word.
I know all the big words.
You didn't know what a Tamagotchi was earlier.
I know all the good words. All of them.
I guarantee you Trump knows what a Tamagotchi is. I think he's got one on his keychain.
I'm still not 100% sure what those were.
I don't remember a Tamagotchi.
I didn't pay attention to a lot of pop culture things back in the early 90s, okay? I just didn't. I didn't even play video games.
That's what they looked like.
Okay, it looks kind of sort of familiar, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah, we were talking about that because we were talking about you in vain standing outside Toys R Us for 2 hours yesterday trying to get one of those hatchling, whatever you call them.
Hatchimals.
Didn't get one, did you?
No, I didn't, Brad.
Well, that's too bad for you.
Well, I hope your kids don't get anything for their Christmas this year either. Let's be rude about it.
Well. With all the problems we're having with our house, they may not.
Would something else happen?
So many things we still got to do. Hopefully nothing else will happen before we get these other things fixed.
Are you still having to shower in a separate facility?
Yes. All right. Try to get somebody out this week.
Hopefully. Chris is a licensed and bonded plumber.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
If you trust the bond.
Yeah. Trust the bond.
Trust the bond. Chris Kiefer,
plumber. I can fix that water heater, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
He can fix the dishwasher, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was my weekend.
What?
So that was my weekend. We had a broken dishwasher.
Really?
It's mostly just dirty. I take it apart, clean it.
I mean, my feeling is if you got two kids, you got a dishwasher.
Well,
you wash, you dry.
My son and I have been having to do all the dishes.
Is the dishwasher broken too?
I told you the dishwasher was broken.
I don't remember anything about the dishwasher being broken.
Yeah. I ain't gotten around to that yet. We still got to deal with the hot water heater.
I think you bought a lemon.
You think?
All right. putting that out there.
It seems like it always happens together, too. Like
sure does.
A whole bunch of stuff.
And you turned 41 the other day. You having any
I did.
Psoriasis acting up? Or
no, but first Church League basketball game is tonight, so hopefully I won't pull something.
So you'll be in a cast tomorrow. Good to know.
Yeah, probably. I'll limp in here tomorrow.
Your wife's not going to be happy with you. You haven't been home any night this weekend, and you're going to miss tonight.
Yeah, well, I'll be. You know, the games doesn't take long. I'll be home by 8. Mm-hmm. Be fine. Yeah. I'm, hopefully I can just get up and down the court.
You'll be sleeping on the couch.
I haven't been on the treadmill much at all the last few months. Yeah. So I'm going to be sucking wind pretty hard there. Yeah.
Maybe your short film experience will help you run up and down a basketball court.
That's what's got me all worn out. I had 2 12-hour days with this short film that
Doesn't sound short.
What?
Doesn't sound short.
There's only 2 days of shooting here in Tupelo. People may know the name Glenn Payne. He, a local filmmaker. He's doing a short film, and he let me be in it for some reason. So thankful for that. My first experience in doing that.
You were telling us off air that
Derek looks so bored right now.
It was easy because you didn't have to buy a mask for it?
Shut up.
You play the monster, right?
Yes, I played a monster.
But I still didn't see a mask.
They still had and they made a really cool mask I had to wear. For several hours.
No, it was cool because it looked very lifelike. Mm-hmm. Looked very natural.
Even when you went home, the kids were like, Dad!
Shut up. I didn't wear it home.
Where can you find us?
Oh, find us? 1242. Oh, you mean online. Yeah. We are at memo.djournal.com. You can send us an email, memo@journalinc.com.
Not dot.
Well, that's what was on the script. Again, put it in front of me. I'm going to read it. Also, you can follow us on Twitter @DJournalMemo. Oh, I meant to mention also, you can find us on iTunes, anywhere you find podcasts. We're there. And I mentioned we're on Twitter. I'm on Twitter @BradLogg, Derek @WDerekRussell, Chris is @ChrisKiefer. And that's it for today's episode. Back on Wednesday, correct?
See you then.
All right.